Hello and welcome to Nerdy Last Week. I am your host, Short Nerdy Guy. How is everyone doing today? I hope you all are doing well. I hope that things are getting a little bit better in wherever you're living, either in the States or overseas. Or, just in your lives. I hope stuff is, getting a little bit better, one day at a time. And if you're going through some stuff, I'm sorry. And, hopefully you'll, I don't want to see it, we're now that we're getting through and we're finding out stuff and, not say and saying to some people that everything is going to be okay, is cool, but at the same time, like, how do you really know, kind of thing. You don't want to assume that, you don't want to assume what the person's going through and then going, hey, it's going to be okay. Yes, it is eventually going to be okay, but at the same time, you don't know what that person's going through. And, and there's a lot of diagnosed this is now there's a lot of how do I put this? I don't want to say, like, I don't want to sound rude or have it come off, but a lot of diagnosed mental illnesses that would trigger that thing of, like, everything's gonna be okay. I know just relax is a big trigger to some people. And first of all, just saying that in general, hey, just relax. It doesn't really, I don't know why people say that. I don't understand. I mean, like, what does that really mean? Just relax. I understand it's trying to be, calming someone, but at the same time, that necessarily doesn't really calm anyone down, and then what I'm also trying to say is that if you're going through some shit or some stuff, or you're having a bad day or a bad week, things do get better, but at the same time, we gotta work through the badness to get to the goodness, if that makes any sense. So yeah, if you're having a bad week or a bad day, or you're going through some shit, eventually it's gonna work itself out. But for right now, if this is helping you get your mind off of stuff, listening to a guy that is dyslexic and, tries to read off of things and it sounds horrible, or tries to sound philosophical or anything and has no idea how to sound philosophical and ramble at the same time, like I'm doing right now, then I'm happy to help. And let's get to some news. All right. So Invincible has been picked up by Amazon for season 2 and 3, which is fantastic. I thought last week was the season finale of Invincible because that would have been a great place to stop. When when you find out that your father is an actual murdering tyrant than a superhero. But apparently there is a new there's this week is the season finale. So when I'm done with this recording this show, I'm gonna watch it. Excuse me, hang on. Ugh, sorry. I had some cauliflower cheese pizza and that was pretty dope. And I'm drinking some Zoa while I also drink water because I can't just be drinking, energy drinks and no water. That's not good. That's not healthy for anything. But yeah, so, if you were like me, that thought that last week was the season finale, you're in for a treat because tonight is the actual season finale. So go, if you haven't already watched it, go watch it. If you have, It probably was really good. So, also, I hope you enjoyed it. Disney is starting to open up again, and then Avengers Campus is also going to be opening up in June. And they're only from what some of my friends are telling me that have, set appointments, which is weird to say now for a set appointments to go to Disneyland, is they put them out in months, like increment months. So if you were a lucky one to get one of the tickets for Disneyland for, I believe, I know it's open now, but for like, I think it's for like the Avengers Campus and Outpost Spire. They're like appointments from what I'm understanding from my friends. But I saw the preview of the Avengers Campus and it looks amazing. And I can't wait to go back there and experience it when everything's a little more safer. Disney has taken some very, very good precautions, but I just hope, I just hope that I want to go to Disneyland when it's a little bit safer. That's all. Marvel Legends has released the Disney Plus Marvel Legends action figures. They had to wait because most of the Disney Plus shows that they had the figures for were for WandaVision and Captain America and the Winter Soldier. So they couldn't necessarily show the toys ahead of time because there were spoilers that would eventually spoil the show. So now that WandaVision and Falcon and the Winter Soldier are over, they showed a WandaVision toy in her new costume. They showed a White Vision toy. I said Scarlet Witch, or did I say a Red Vision? They showed a Scarlet Witch in her new costume, 6-inch Marvel Legends. They showed White Vision as a 6-inch action figure for Marvel Legends. The White Vision has different shades of white because I think it's hard to nail down a completely just plain white action figure from head to toe. So there is going to be some off-white pieces on the action figure. Then they showed Bucky's action figure from the Falcon and the Winter Soldier. They showed Zemo's. And then they showed Captain America's new costume. And it looks pretty dope, but he doesn't. Oh, and then they call, and here's where I don't understand why they're doing this. So they have John Walker, Captain America, coming in his own box, and that's gonna be a Walmart exclusive. But then in the Disney Plus wave of Marvel Legends, they have John Walker as U.S. agent. But at the same time, it's essentially what I was going to do was buy the Captain America John Walker and then spray paint him black and add the white parts to him. In this US agent figure, there is no white in the parts where there needs to be white. It's just black, it's just straight black and red. If you get that figure, you can probably go off the picture and put some white on there and make it a little more accurate. It's accurate on the back of the box, which is weird, but it's not accurate on the toy. Don't ask me why. I just apparently seems that way. And then there is a Loki action figure from his new show, but it's not really spoiling anything. It's Loki from the trailer where he's got that time, I'm gonna call them time cops, the time cops uniform on, but that's it. There's no other I'm sure there's going to be an actual like Loki wave of Marvel Legends action figures, so just be on the lookout for that. But the Build-A-Figure is Sam's Vibranium Captain America wings, which is cool because it comes with a stand and red wing, and they articulate, and they're nice wings. They look very nice and everything, but you're gonna have to get the whole wave in order to get the wings. So, if you want, obviously, you can't not have Captain America without his wings. So, I believe it's still on pre-order on Hasbro Pulse. Let's check it out. Let's check it out live. Well, it's live to me, but if you're listening to this, it probably won't be live. But let's check it out anyways and see if they still have them available. Oh no, I got caught up. Sorry, I got caught up. Some other action figures. Okay, so the White Vision sold out. Scarlet Witch sold out. Zemo sold out. Everyone else, you can still pre-order. Yeah, you can also order the pre-order the well, not pre-order. You can buy the Shang-Chi action figures. You still pre-order U.S. Agent John Walker. You can still pre-order Marvel Legends, or you can still pre-order the Winter Soldier. You can still pre-order Loki, Avengers Loki, and you can still pre-order Captain America Sam Wilson, which kind of doesn't make sense why the White Vision and Scarlet Witch and Zemo would be sold out, but not Bucky, not Sam, not Tom Hiddleston. That's weird. And not the US agent. Huh. Well, if you're interested in any of those figures that I said, you can go to HasbroPulse.com and you can pre-order any of those action figures except for Scarlet Witch, Zemo, White Vision, and yeah, that's it. So the rest you can still buy, and it's amazing. I need to tell you something. I need to tell you that after watching the Mortal Kombat movie, I thought it was great. I thought it was there for what it was. It was the Mortal Kombat movie. It wasn't trying to win Oscars. It's, well, the Oscars don't mean anything anyways. It wasn't trying to take itself too seriously. It knew what it was, and it just went, full steam ahead, which was fantastic. And then the ending, spoiler alert, the ending leads with the main character going to Hollywood to recruit Johnny Cage. Now, there is rumors that Ryan Reynolds wants to play Johnny Cage. Ryan Reynolds should not be playing Johnny Cage because Ryan Reynolds, no, he's Ryan Reynolds is great, but The Miz needs to be Johnny Cage. Now, if you don't know who The Miz is, The Miz, he is a wrestler from the WWE. He's on a reality show called Miz and Mrs. He used to be on the Real World New York second season, the second time they went to New York. And The Miz character is Johnny Cage. Minus the tattoo of Cage across his chest and a huge belt buckle that says Cage on it. The Miz is Johnny Cage, but just as a wrestler and not a master of Mortal Kombat. So I say we get The Miz to play Johnny Cage, and then that movie will just elevate itself a little bit higher. So The Miz for Johnny Cage. Secondly, let's see here. Oh, the Young Bucks made on the BTE at the end of the show. The Young Bucks made a joke to Brandon Cutler because Brandon Cutler is going to be out. So they made the joke of giving his ring gear in a plastic bag, and they were like, "Listen, we know you're gonna be out for a while, so we took the liberty to grab your ring gear and pack it up for you." And then they show his ring gear in just a grocery store cheap grocery bag, which is a joke towards WWE for putting Mickey James's ring gear into the trash bag. So I thought that was hilarious. Oh, also, welcome into the Wrestling Corner, a ding ding. I stepped through the door before telling you guys. So we're in Wrestling Corner. Let's see here. Oh, let's see here. Seth Rollins makes one of the best jokes that he's made on Twitter. He in his first tweet it says, "I would like to congratulate my leather jacket for breaking down the forbidden door." And what he means is that last Wednesday on Dynamite, the Young Bucks were wearing a similar jacket to Seth Rollins' jacket. And so Seth Rollins was making the joke that his jacket has made is gone through the forbidden door. And then the Young Bucks make another joke back to him saying something about they're joking about Moxley going, "Ah, that's cool. Sorry for beating up your friend a little bit." Which is, making a joke about the Young Bucks turning on Moxley 2 weeks ago, I believe. So it's nice to know that other wrestlers from different promotions can make jokes with each other and be friends. I mean, there's no, I don't see there a rule being anyone from different companies can't be friends or enjoy anyone's rhetoric or ribbing or anything like that. So that's what I like, and that's what I want. I want all the wrestling companies to kind of be like the MCU, where they all just kind of meet up once in a while and they have these big matches. And I think it would be cool. You all know my spiel about Survivor Series. I don't want to talk about it anymore, but you know what I'm talking about Survivor Series. Ringside Collectibles is since they put out Luchasaurus and Jungle Boy as single action figures, they now have a two pack of Jurassic Express, one for $49.99, and then one for $59.99 in a variant box and a variant ring attire. So you can get the other ring attire that Jungle Boy and Luchasaurus come out in, and then you can pay $60 essentially to get the variant ring gear and the variant-ish looking box. It looks very cool, and I am excited to get it. I'm also excited to see freaking AEW make Luchasaurus masks, because that's what I want. I want a Luchasaurus mask, and it would be so damn cool when they do that. Well, you know what? Let's go to the live and we'll see if they have made that yet and is on the sh in the shop. 'Cause that would be pretty dope if they did that. I believe on ProWrestlingTees.com also as well, they are bringing back some they're bringing back all the Bullet Club t-shirts, including the ones that they retired on ProWrestlingTees.com. So go check that website if you haven't got any, or you missed out on the first you missed on that original Bullet Club batch of t-shirts. So go and check that out. Let's see here. I don't see it anywhere. Oh, I see a dog bowl and a dog collar. That's pretty cool. Stickers. Let's check out. Do the roster real quick. There we go. Let's Luchasaurus. No, just nope. Just shirts. They still only got shirts. All right. I'm telling you, man. Once they make that motherfucking that Luchasaurus mask, it's gonna that will fly off the shelves. It's got a face mask of Luchasaurus's tongue sticking out. But the DC fandom is coming back in October. I don't know what they're going to be announcing. Maybe that's saying that they're not gonna show up at Comic-Con's Comic-Con's little live, not live event, but virtual event, because they canceled the live event because no one was going to go to the live event on Thanksgiving. So I believe it sounds like DC is going to do their own thing again. Kids from the 90s. Remember when Cartoon Network did this little contest, not contest thing, but there was this show called Cartoon Cartoons, where they took different people took essentially pilots of cartoon series and put the pilots in there and showed them and said, and then you could not really vote on, but it would see Cartoon Network would see who wanted to see these more. I think by voting, it was, I think it was a voting thing. I'm not sure. It was a long time ago, but I know it was like early aughts, but and Cartoon blossomed, Powerpuff Girls, Kids Next Door, Billy and Mandy, I believe Cow and Chicken, all those, Johnny Bravo. So now they're rebooting Cartoon, and we're gonna see what we can get with new cartoons. So that's cool. Let's see here. There's a bunch of new Parks and Recs pops coming out. Be on the lookout if you're a Parks and Recs fan. Be on the lookout for that. There was a picture of Jeremy Renner in his actual Hawkeye, like his purple, the purple where it has the arrow. The arrow emblem on his chest. That's for the new show. There was a picture of that that leaked out. It looks really cool. It looks a lot like the comic book Hawkeye, where it's a lot of blacks and a lot of purples, and then it has the arrow, has the arrow emblem on the chest. It looks pretty dope. I can't wait. That's another show I can't wait to see is Hawkeye, because we get Kate Bishop and Clint. Man, it's gonna be, and it's the Matt Fraction storyline. It's gonna be dope. If you're a fan of the G.I. Joe movies that had Channing Tatum and The Rock in it, they are getting a 4K HD release in lieu of in early of the Snake Eyes movie being released as well. So, go out there and, get your G.I. Joe movie collection in 4K if you want to. I don't think I'm going to. I'm fine with the standard edition DVDs that I have. Apparently, let's see here, the actor Wayne T. Yeah, his first name is Wayne, and T. Wayne T. breaks the silence about him being casted as Green Lantern in the Zack Snyder Justice League, in the Zack Snyder Justice League cut, which they couldn't even get a Green Lantern. Zack Snyder had to fight and fight and fight to see if he can get a Green Lantern. They said no, and they said that the best that they can do was give him Jon Jones. So Which sucks because we were going to get the John Stewart Green Lantern, but now there's been someone has some actor has been casted as Guy Gardner. Let's see here. New Green Lantern. Let's see here. All right, Variety. Green Lantern HBO Max series casts Finn Wittrock as Guy Gardner. So if you know who Finn Wittrock is, he is going to be. Wow, I am tripping over my words. It's going to be cast as Guy Gardner. So it says we will star as Guy Gardner, who is described as a hunking mass of masculinity and resides in the comic books as an emblem of the 1980s hyper parent. What? It's Guy Gardner. Guy Gardner has the vest, has the Green Lantern vest, and he's a brash, brash redhead who is a Green Lantern. So, no word on when that show it started. Its first announcement was in development in 2019. Let's see, the story spans decades and galaxies, beginning on Earth 1941 with Hal Jordan, and then Green Lantern secret gay FBI agent Alan Scott. Okay, so we're doing Alan Scott too. Okay, we're doing Alan Scott, and then 1984 with the cocky alpha male ginger half alien breed Jarvis. They'll be joined by multiple of other lanterns from the comic book's favorite never seen before. So let's see here. Gardner will be created with something. So it sounds like they're gonna go through. Oh, it has ordered 10 1-hour episodes of Green Lantern series. So it sounds like they're going to start at 1941 with the first Green Lantern, and then they're going to build up. They're going to go through multiple episodes of finding each Green Lantern. So we're gonna go the first Green Lantern, Alan Scott, who they're making a. They're taking the Alan Scott from Earth 2, DC Rebirth. Where he's a gay Green Lantern, which is dope. But he's an FBI agent. I didn't think he was an FBI agent in the Earth 2 comic books that I started reading, but hey, that's cool. And then it looks like they're going to continue to try, and it looks like they're not having, because they go from 1941 to 1984. There's no mention, let's see, Justice League comic books. There's no mention of John Stewart or Hal Jordan anywhere in this production. So maybe we won't get those two, or there also is no mention of Kyle Rayner, which I don't understand. Why wouldn't you not go with the Green Lanterns that everyone likes? But I don't know. We'll have to continue to wait and see because it's still early. There's no real trailer and there's no real production going on yet. They're just casting the people, so have to wait and see. But that's a good step in the right direction. So, all right, I believe. Oh, and DC Comics dropped their comic book adaptation of Sweet Tooth, and it's coming to Netflix later this year. So. That's cool if you are Sweet Tooth fans. All right. Thank you for listening. I hope you all have a great rest of your weekend or week, depending upon you listening to this. And I hope you are well.